everyone. Thank you again for tuning in for another episode. So listen, today is March 22nd, 2022. And if you are listening to the Tamra Tamu Show on that day, you have officially joined the celebration of the 1 month anniversary of the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. So here's where you get to pretend that you hear some form of celebration, dance music in the background. Okay, just fill that in, use your imagination. So let's get into the episode. So why are we celebrating 1 month of the Tamra Tamu Show? So here's what I want to say. If you have been listening to the episodes in order from February 22nd, which was the introduction to my podcast, you'll know, if you've been listening in order, you'll know that the last two episodes were part one and two of reframing our so-called failures and the importance of having a self-defined definition of success. Not the definition of success that you heard someone else say, not the definition of success that society says, not the definition of success that you copied from somebody else, not the definition of success that someone told you you should have. Your own definition of success. So here's what I want to do. I want to summarize both of those episodes here to make a point. So when we learn to reframe our experiences, what happens is you start to view those experiences, and I'm speaking particularly of those experiences that are so-called failures. When you reframe those experiences, you will start to view those experiences as opportunities that have been presented or that were presented to you to expand into that higher version of yourself. Okay, I'm going to say that again. When we learn to reframe our experiences, again, particularly those experiences that did not particularly feel good, they brought up feelings of disappointment, you did feel like a failure. When you reframe those experiences, we start to view them as opportunities presented to expand into that higher version of ourselves. Okay. When we reframe, we are accepting our full creative power. We are accepting that God's source that is pulsing through our veins in abundance. We are accepting that our entire existence, our entire being is abundance. Okay, now here's the deal. Not everyone is going to accept that. There are some people who are going to continue to choose to view their unfavorable experiences as complete failures. They're going to live mediocre lives and never take action on anything again. All right. And that's okay. Everyone has the ability to make their own choices. And then there are some people who know that a higher level of existence is accessible to them at all times, but they are afraid of their own power, so they never take the first step. So we move from reframing to acceptance to inspired action. When you take the first step, that is a way that you are telling the universe, God, higher source, higher power, and I always say this, whatever your word is, You're telling that source that you have accepted the assignment to fulfill your soul's purpose. From my perspective, taking that first step, that is success. And it needs to be celebrated. This brings up another point. That's why I do not agree. When I hear the phrase small wins, I cringe. Because there, to me, there's no such thing as a small win. When you take a first step, that is a win. A win is a win, period. All right, so we are torching the small wins phrase from our vocabulary. That no longer exists for us, okay? So also, I want you to know that when we celebrate our action steps, when we celebrate, and you can choose however you want to do that, do you realize that when you celebrate those action steps, you are stepping into that expanded version of you? When I started this podcast, well, I started this podcast because I knew that it was time for me to speak more. Now, do I still write? Yes. However, there is a certain level of power that comes from the spoken word. And this podcast, it ties into the expanded version of me and my vision that seems to keep it expanding. It's sometimes I can't even keep up. But so let's say that you have a vision to be the creative director of your own TV show. So, you know, at this moment, you know, you may be listening to this podcast and you may have already completed a synopsis of your show. Let's say you've got the blueprint of the show's purpose and who you'd like for your audience to be. Well, guess what? I need for you to celebrate that action step. That is a success. That is a success. As you complete the action steps, I'm going to say this again. Once again, you are telling the universe that you accept the assignment. When you do that, do you understand also that people will be drawn to you? Opportunities that you didn't even have to look for will be drawn to you. So as you are celebrating that inspired action that you took, you are essentially already being the person who has their own show before the show is even physically manifested. So this means that when it does manifest, you won't be surprised, because whatever that it is, I use the show as an example, but when it does manifest, you won't be surprised, because the show, you know, whatever else it is, you know, your real estate portfolio, your property in Bali, you'll feel like it has already been there because you have already been celebrating the action steps. So I want you to remember this: celebrating your action steps is moving you closer and closer into that expanded version of yourself. Okay, that's what I want you to remember. When you celebrate your action steps, that is moving you into being that version of you. It's you're becoming that person. You're becoming a person who owns property in Bali. You're becoming the person who has an extensive, lucrative real estate portfolio. Fill in the blank. Your celebration says, this is a done deal. Period. So that is why I am celebrating the 1 month anniversary of this show, the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. So here's my last thing that I want to say here. If you need help taking steps towards that higher version of yourself, I want to invite you to schedule a complimentary call with me to see if my unleashed experiences for you. So this experience, it consists of live sessions for ambitious visionaries. And if you're listening to this show, most likely you are that. You are an ambitious visionary who are ready. You're ready to embrace the audacity of your visions. You're ready to accept the power of your voice to create and to transcend into new levels of possibility. Okay, these live sessions, they will be, it's a small intimate group setting. First, because the sessions are live, and also because I want to make sure that the people that are in the experience, that I'm supporting everybody who joins to the fullest capacity. And I've just, the best way for me to do that is to keep the group small. Okay, I will be showing you in this experience, I will be showing you how to fully trust in your internal guiding system so that you can speak confidently your true desires and so that you can experience infinite power in your life. All right. So again, I invite you to schedule a complimentary call. The link is iconic.com/unleashed. I want to also invite you, which I realize I don't do this enough, but I also invite you to explore the Iconic by Temu Luxury Art Collective. This is my online platform where I showcase all the work that I do through storytelling. You've heard me mention that I am a writer. I published a novel back in December. You'll see the novel on my website there. You'll also see a gallery that's there that shows my hand-painted apparel that I create. So it's called Iconic by Temu Luxury Art Collective because my art is my love for writing, for storytelling, for helping other people in the way that I'm doing now, for speaking, for apparel. So it's not, it is art, but it's not just simply, painting a picture. All right. It's all of those things. It's a culmination of who I am. So I invite you to explore that while you're over there on my website. It's iconicbytemu.com. So thank you for celebrating this 1 month anniversary with me of the show. And so until next time, keep celebrating and cheers to you.